Chapter 4 The Troll. Holly went to see Captain Foley, the technology officer. Foley was half fairy, half horse, and he knew everything about computers.
"This is the troll," said Foley, pointing at a screen.
A red signal was moving fast through fields and woods towards an Italian town.
"How big is he?" asked Holly. "He's around 180 kilograms, and he's eaten 2 cows since he arrived above ground," said Foley.
"Right," said Holly.
"I've got some things for you here," said Foley. "A watch. It has a signal. If you find him, we'll find you. I'll put this camera in your helmet. Then I can see what you see, and I can hear you too."
"What about..."
"Yes, you'll need a gun on this job," agreed Foley. "This is our latest one."
Holly took the gun.
"I'm ready, I think."
Foley laughed.
"I don't think so. No one is ever really ready for a troll."
The journey to the ground was hot, fast, and very frightening. A strong wind took Holly from the centre of the earth through a long tunnel. The tunnel was much too hot for a human. Luckily, fairies are stronger than humans. Finally, she arrived safely above ground. The Italian night sky was bright, and small animals were busy in the long grass around her. Holly smiled as she stepped out of the tunnel. Fairies do not have their own wings, so Holly took a pair of wings from behind the tunnel door and put them on. She checked her watch. There was a signal. The troll was near. Holly flew into the night sky. She could not see the troll, but she could follow its path. There were broken trees and frightened animals, and she saw 2 dead cows in a field. Then Holly saw the town. It was on top of a low hill and had walls around it. Lights were on and people were eating dinner. It was time for a little magic. Humans have a lot of ideas about fairies and magic. Most are not true, but some are. Fairies can heal anything that lives, from themselves to humans to fish. They can also use mesmer to make humans do what they want. And they can use magic, and humans will not know that they are there. The fairies are still there, but they have their shields on. With the shield on, fairies vibrate very quickly, and human eyes cannot see them. Holly turned on her shield, but her magic was very low, and it was not easy to vibrate.
"As soon as this is finished," she thought, "I'll complete the ritual."
A loud noise broke her thoughts. She could see the huge troll at the city wall, kicking and hitting it with enormous hands and feet. Inside the wall was a busy restaurant. Holly spoke to Commander Root on her helmet radio.
"We have a problem," she said. "In about 30 seconds, the troll will be in a restaurant full of humans. How long until the squad can get here?"
5 minutes, Captain Short," said Commander Root.
But that's too long, Commander, said Holly. There will be dead people in the restaurant in 10 seconds. I'm going in.
No, Holly. You cannot enter a human building if nobody invites you. You know that. And nobody has invited you into the restaurant.
But, sir...
No. Stay where you are, Short, shouted Commander Root.
Holly did not know what to do. Then the troll broke through the wall and she heard a child's voice.
Aiuto,
it cried, which means help in Italian. That was enough for Holly.
Sorry, Commander. Someone has asked for help and there are children in there.
She turned off her helmet radio and flew into the building. At first, the humans looked at the troll silently. Then the screaming started. Trolls hate noise. It stood up tall, ready to kill. Holly took her gun out and shot at the back of the troll's head. The creature took a few steps, then turned. It was getting very angry.
It's okay, thought Holly. My shield is on. It can't see me.
But it could see her. Her shield wasn't vibrating because her magic was gone. The troll picked her up in its hand. Holly could not think. Then she remembered the lights in her helmet.
That was it. Trolls hated light.
She turned them on. The light was very bright. The troll screamed in pain and fell to the ground. It was completely quiet in the restaurant now. 40 pairs of human eyes were looking at her. She said sorry in Italian. Then she took a small golden ball out of her pocket and dropped it into the centre of the restaurant.
Look,
she said, pointing. Everybody looked at the ball. It exploded and the humans all fell into a deep sleep.
That'll clean their memories. They won't remember anything when they wake up, she thought. But Commander Root will remember. I'll be in big trouble tomorrow, for sure.
And then, suddenly, she was very tired and she fell to the floor. Commander Root and his squad were tidying up the restaurant when Holly woke up. All the humans were still asleep.
Explain yourself, said the commander.
Sir, said Holly, people were in danger. A child invited me in.
Holly was surprised to see that Commander Root was not angry. Then he said,
You did well, Captain Short.
Suddenly, a child came out of the toilets and all the fairies turned on their shields. The child went up to his father, who was still sleeping. Then he saw Holly.
Hello, fairy, he said. Oh no, thought Holly.
Captain Short,
shouted Commander Root. Now he was angry.
Where's your shield? You lied to me. You have no magic. When did you last complete the ritual?
Well, about 4 years ago, sir.
Root's face turned bright red.
For 4 years? Do it now, he shouted. You're lucky there's a full moon tonight. Without your magic, you're a danger to yourself, to me, to all of us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, said Holly.
Now get out of here and don't come back without your magic.